Nearly a million migrant children crisscross the United States with their families from harvest to harvest and job to job every year. And this winter, many will go hungry in places like North Carolina, where seasonal farm workers can't find jobs, and the hardships they face are likely to get worse. We're going to go this morning to Hoke County, North Carolina, just south of the state capital, where migrant families are relying on schools for food and clothing. Here's NPR's Claudio Sanchez.
Every Saturday morning, just after 8 a.m., the Hoke County Public Schools Migrant Academy opens its doors. Dozens of kids quickly make their way to a makeshift cafeteria. Olivia Galvan drops off her daughter, kisses her forehead, and says, "Behave yourself." Galvan is originally from Morelos, Mexico. Carlos, her three-year-old, was born in this country. Carlos is too young for school, but Galvan brought him because breakfast is free. A bowl of cereal, juice, an apple, cookies. Galvan and her husband are unemployed right now.
Pues la verdad no hay trabajo, le digo, y pues unas cuantas horas que dan que en McDonald's.
There's no work except for the few hours I work at McDonald's every week, says Galvan. Normally, she and her husband would be working in the chicken and turkey farms around here, but they're not hiring. For the last 5 years, they've also worked in the tobacco, cotton, and blueberry fields, but the season for those crops is over. So, like most migrant families in Hoke County, this year, Galvan and her family have had to turn to the schools for help. Whatever help we get, says Galvan, is for our children's sake. According to North Carolina's Department of Health, migrant families are three times more likely than families in the rest of the population to be food insecure, a bureaucratic term for identifying families who don't have enough to eat.
These are folks harvesting food who have no food in their homes.
Sonia Williams is with the North Carolina Office of Migrant Education. Even in a typical year, she says, about 60% of migrant families go hungry. But this year, it could get much worse.
I've been working off and on with farm workers since the mid-80s. This year has been a horrendous year for food scarcity.
Nationally, the data is a bit murky because the federal government does not collect information about hunger among migrant families. But advocacy groups say that what's happening in North Carolina is happening across the country. Migrant families are often isolated, so it's harder for them to get help. In Hoke County, teachers and churches are sponsoring food drives, but they're struggling to collect even a few days' worth of rice, beans, and sugar for the neediest families. The shortage of food and lack of jobs have created lots of stress, especially for migrant teenagers. So teachers have stepped in to reassure them that the hard times will pass.
And we try to encourage these kids to think beyond the, I'm going to grow up and work in the turkey plant.
Nancy Armstrong, a math teacher, tutors migrant kids every Saturday.
We want them to grow up and think, I can be an engineer, I could be a doctor, I can be anything I want to be.
But even with the extra help, some kids have fallen behind in school. Like Jose Hernandez, a short, scrawny 13-year-old that Armstrong has taken under her wing.
I don't understand math and science.
Did your parents force you to come?
Sometimes they tell me to come, sometimes I don't want to come.
Both of Jose's parents are unemployed. He's embarrassed about having to accept charity. Everybody at school knows about it. But most of all, Jose is scared to death about going back to Mexico, which is what some migrant parents, like Olivia Galvan, say they're considering. Without work, says Galvan, we have no way to support ourselves. So if we're going to starve, we might as well starve where we came from. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.